My guest today will be Dr. Bobby Cushion, Executive Director of Academic Innovation and Senior Fellow at Graduate School of Education at University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Cushion's career spans 35 years as both an academic and as an award-winning entrepreneur in the education sector. Bobby, you've been in the education space for a very long time and serve on the board of several education companies. For our listeners, I think it'll be great to get your perspective on the state of education when you first entered the field, and how have the issues and trends changed in today's education environment?
It's a good question, because education is one of those institutions or organizations that doesn't change easily. And innovation is now one of those terms or words that everybody believes we should be applying to education. So the changes have occurred in subtle ways. I think you're going to see some relatively dramatic changes going forward as you see organizations and people like Mark Zuckerberg get into the game, mm-hmm. as you see the advent of new schools being built by the founder of Khan, by Mark Zuckerberg, and by the Alt School. And I think that the impact of educational technology is changing what teachers can do and how they do it.
Like many of these historic and important sectors like healthcare and energy, we are seeing education is sort of part of this sectorial shift and technologies enabling, and I think you identified the four different areas which you see ripe for innovation. And so I'm curious, clearly, this dichotomy between where is the innovation coming from? You talked about Mark Zuckerberg funding, startup around data visualization. But as we think about, the role of public versus private sector, especially in education, where do you see these two different sectors contributing?
It's a very interesting question, and where I'm doing a lot of my own personal research is around this ecosystem that connects entrepreneurs, investors from the private sector, the practitioners, the teachers, professors, administrators, and of course, how do we connect that to the research that's going on? And so this new ecosystem is evolving. That's not something we're traditionally used to. Mm-hmm. Because of the governance around schools and how you put new ideas into schools. So I think what you're seeing is a particularly new and exciting innovation where entrepreneurs realize that they need to work very closely with teachers. You see a lot of bottom-up of what's going on in the classroom, where teachers, because technology is now mobile, it's not something the whole school district needed to install mm-hmm. on a platform and worry about who supported it. The teacher can download the app and have it immediately for her students. So we're seeing this sort of grassroots approach in the K-12 to putting new innovation into schools. I think some of the best teachers in our school district close their door to their room and do these exciting new things, mm-hmm. and they don't tell the principal, and then the principal says, gosh, this teacher's getting great test scores. She must be doing everything I said. And the truth of the matter is she's doing exactly what she thinks will make mm-hmm. a difference in the classroom. Those progressive principals are aware of that and are letting those teachers do that, sort of the skunk works of education, you mm-hmm. might say. Mm-hmm. And in higher ed, I see a lot of that occurring in when we're disrupting education. So you're seeing organizations and universities like Minerva, or like the new engineering school up in Boston started by David Kearns and that group. Mm-hmm. So I think we're seeing the change coming from the bottom up when teachers and professors know that the traditional doesn't work and innovation needs to occur bottom up, not top down.
So how, in your view, how are some of the changes and innovations taking place in the education sector different from the more typical sectors we would think of, like IT, where innovation takes place, or pharmaceutical? Where do you see some of the similarities are, and where do you see some of the real important difference that one needs to be aware of as he or she is thinking about innovating in the education space?
I think innovation is occurring in the classroom, and because the new technologies are so mobile. Mm-hmm. But I also think innovation is occurring in K-12 by people that are saying, let's think about how we would apply design thinking to change the education space. So you have Laureen Jobs, who's just created her organization to fund $50 million to fund projects to rethink high school.
Mm-hmm.
She will be giving out five or six $10 million awards. She got 10,000 applications from mostly teacher groups to make those changes. So you'll see that kind of activity going on. You'll see the activity going on where in public schools they're now creating chief innovation officers and are actually giving them the task of working with teachers to redesign schools. And I think you'll see parents now are highly engaged in making sure that technology gets into the schools. I mean, the founder of Alt Schools started his school because he came out of Google and he wanted something different to change the way people use technology so that it was part of the process, not added on to the process.
One last question, and you know, as I'm talking to guests who are, you know, in an industry environment that is going through massive changes, and you are certainly no different within the education sector, you know, 5 years out, what do you see the education sector is going to be like?
I see major change, I hope. I mean, but I also see that from the outside, us as parents, the parents want to see what they saw as kids. They thought they got a good education. So how can we change the image of education? So I see a lot more technology. I see a lot more communication between the private sector and the for-profit sector. And I see a lot more engagement in the classroom with teachers making decisions about what they are doing